Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Brian Park, and the Ocean Spray Company is mixing us with cranberry. I'm Mike Pesca.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. I'm Rachel Martin.
A little tart, but it goes down well nice.
Coming up, the DL on the hot tracks in the new GTA.
Huh? What?
Stay tuned. We will explain and illuminate. But before we do that, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. There's hope today a new deal in Lebanon will pull the country back from the brink of civil war. Rival groups there made a deal to share power. Some say it's a big win for the Hezbollah-led opposition. Dale Gavlak has the story from Amman, Jordan.
The agreement met two key opposition demands. It now has veto power in the cabinet of the new National Unity government. The Syrian-backed opposition will get 11 seats in the cabinet, while 16 will go to the U.S.-backed parliament majority. The new president will distribute three other seats. There's also a new electoral law that divides Lebanon into smaller-sized districts for better representation of the various religious sects.
Dale Gavlak reporting from Amman, Jordan. Elsewhere in the Middle East, Syria and Israel are in peace talks. Israel confirmed it for the first time today. There were unconfirmed reports recently the two were in touch. They aren't exactly talking directly. Right now, they're talking to each other through Turkey. That moderate Muslim nation has good ties with Israel and Syria. The two enemies have gone to war several times. They've repeatedly failed to make peace, most recently in 2000. Another day, another oil price record broken. Crude oil prices shot up above $130 a barrel this morning. To give you a sense, that's about double what it was going for just a year ago. That's bad news as the summer driving season starts. Drivers in many cities face $4 a gallon gas as they fuel up for Memorial Day car trips. Senator Ted Kennedy's family is closing ranks and coming together as they deal with the Massachusetts senator's brain tumor diagnosis. Several stayed overnight at the hospital. His son Patrick, a U.S. congressman, says he will stay with his father until doctors settle on a treatment plan. At least eight mothers taken by the state from a polygamous compound in Texas are actually adults. Child welfare workers originally thought they were underage. They took them into custody on suspicion they were child abuse victims. Custody hearings are ongoing. It's likely others could be found to be adults as the court sorts out the complicated family histories. Texas took more than 450 children from the ranch into custody. In California, deputies and forensic experts began day two of a Charles Manson cult hideout excavation. NPR's Kerry Kahn has more from Inyo County, California, where the dig takes place.
The Manson family fled to the Barker Ranch in 1969 after murdering actress Sharon Tate and six others in Los Angeles. Manson and his accomplices were arrested at the isolated ranch and later convicted of the killings. But rumors have long persisted that there were other victims buried in the desert. Last month, a local detective with his cadaver-sniffing dog suspected he had found the grave sites. Scientists ran soil samples, but they were inconclusive. Despite the mixed results, local authorities began digging yesterday at two sites and say they will continue through Friday. There are residents here who are concerned about the cost of the excavation, which has been dubbed by some the Big Dig. But local authorities say they hope to put an end to the speculation once and for all.
NPR's Kerry Kahn reporting from Inyo County, California, where the Manson Ranch is. It's a huge hassle to break a cell phone contract, but now it could get easier or at least cheaper. Right now, contract cancellation penalties can run $200. The Federal Communications Commission and wireless carriers are negotiating. Sources inside the talk say they could lead to a larger window for customers to get out free. This is in the early days of a service contract. There could also be a discount for canceling a contract that's been going a while. Customers are suing carriers over the fees around the country. That's your news for now. If you want more, it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.